What's the plan? No plan? No problem. Because today I'm going to give you a tool that you can use to build out a plan. Where are you going? What's your destination? What's your why? Why are you doing this? Because if we don't really have a good understanding of our destination, how are we supposed to come back and build a roadmap to get us there? If you don't know where you're going, any road will take you there.
Welcome to The Roofer Show with your host, Dave Sullivan. You found the podcast that helps roofing contractors grow their businesses, make more money, and have more free time.
But before we get into it, I want to thank our sponsor, and that is Ruby. Ruby Receptionists. The number one complaint from homeowners looking for roofing services is contractors do not answer their phones. Well, Ruby solves this problem because they will answer your phone remotely. They answer it quickly with a friendly, professional voice. If you're rolling these calls over into voicemail, you are losing a lot of business because these prospects, they're not going to leave a message. They're just going to go to the next contractor where they can speak to a live person because they've got questions and they want answers and they want them quickly. You spend a lot of money to get that phone to ring, and it's getting harder and harder to make it ring because leads are falling off. You've got to take advantage of every opportunity that you've got and stop wasting money. I've worked directly with Ruby for a number of years, and so have many of our contractors, and they convert calls into appointments. That's what it's all about. So check out Ruby at ruby.com/roofer show. Use that link and you'll get $150 off your first month's service and start leaving that great first impression today. Hey everybody, what's up? Welcome to the Roofer Show podcast, the place to be if you want to grow a more profitable roofing business. I'm your host, Dave Sullivan, the Roofer Coach and the Roofer CFO, where I help contractors understand their numbers, review their financials, and teach you what the numbers mean, what the financials are telling you, so you can understand where you've been, where you are, and what lays ahead, because the numbers will show you, are you on budget, making your numbers rather than just a wild ass guess, and with somebody that's been there and done it. Understands what they mean for a roofing contractor. Construction accounting is different. We're not talking about the dry cleaners down the street. And why me? Because I did it for 30 years and built a pretty damn good business. And on just a fractional basis, as needed. You don't need to have a full-time CFO unless you are a really large company. And you're probably not listening to this podcast. And this is one of the biggest problems I see with roofing contractors. First off, whether you get your financial statements or not, I mean, I see some of these guys, they haven't had a financial statement 2 months. Their bookkeeper or CPA is way behind. I can't get around to it, on and on. You've got to have your financial statements every month by the 15th of the following month, or get a new bookkeeper, get a new CPA, because it's not doing you any good. And if you do get them, most contractors just put them aside and set them on the side of their desk and go, yeah, I'll take a look at this. Well, they don't. They don't review it primarily because they don't understand the numbers. Here's all these numbers. I don't know what this stuff means. And it's one thing, you know, to look at your P&L and say, am I making money or not? Well, half the time they're screwed up and they're not accurate because the information did not get entered in the right way because their QuickBooks was never set up properly. It's a mess. Are you getting a cash flow projection? This is one of the biggest problems the contractors have. They don't understand how the cash works. And this is what a balance sheet will tell you also. And how often are you looking at your balance sheet? Do you understand what it means? Do you understand the KPIs that you need to track? Because if you're not taking your discounts from your vendors, paying your bills off every month, you're not carrying a balance on your credit card. How do you know this? Well, you do that through your balance sheet because you can see your quick ratio is what you're tracking. Here's the money, the cash that I've got, the receivables that I have, and you've got an aging 30, 60, 90 days so you can track and collect your money versus your current liabilities, what you owe. And this can be your credit cards. This can be your vendors, your current payments on trucks and so forth. You've got to know this stuff. And if you're not reviewing it, you're not running a business. I mean, you got a job. And this is one of the features of my new mentoring program that I started because it's a consistent reviews that it takes to run a successful business. It's just not one on and then you're done. What I found was contractors have a hard time staying on the path that we set. So we have an action plan. Okay, go do it. And I find that, you know, 6 months later, get a call back, say, well, you know, I'm kind of wandering around out in the wilderness and I'm not staying on track. So what this is different than coaching, it's mentoring, and really it's continuous one-on-one support. So it's a monthly subscription and I made it affordable so contractors can stay with it from month to month because that's what it takes to stay on track, to be held accountable. That's what the program is all about. So what this includes, there's one-on-ones twice a month where we sit down and we review what the plan is and the accountability and how we're going to measure this. And then 2 weeks later or towards the end of the month, we sit down again over Zoom, spend some time reviewing this. Also, and I think most importantly, at the end of the month, we review your financials. We sit down, hopefully with your bookkeeper and yourselves, the three of us sit down, we go through line by line your financials and balance sheet. So we understand what's going on and I help train you to understand the numbers. And generally what I find is one, the financials aren't set up correctly, as I said, your QuickBooks. So that needs some reorganization perhaps. But once we have it down, we go through line by line and we've got our bookkeeper there so we can say, what the hell is this? And I usually find some mistakes that are made and we can correct them, but we have to stay on top of it. And that's what we do in this review. So if this sounds like something you might be interested in, just go to my website at theroofershow.com. Go to the contact page, set up a time where we'll sit down. We'll talk over Zoom for 45 minutes and we'll see what's going on, see if I can help you, see if this is the right plan or maybe other coaching programs would be better. But take action. Make things happen. It just surprises me how when I finally talk with contractors, why didn't you do this a year ago? We would have been so much further along. Well, I've been listening to your podcast and I've been going along and I've been meaning to call. Well, take some action, make this happen, and let's get back on track. Anyway, that's not what we're here for. What I want to talk about today is, well, it is part of what I've been talking about because it's a problem that I see over and over again. When I do have these conversations with contractors, I just don't have a well-rounded plan, a foundation. And that's what I want to talk about. I've covered this a number of times on the show, but I want to go over it again and just kind of drive it home because this is what is so important is to build this foundation out. And we do that by having a business plan. Nobody likes to talk about business plans. It's a pain in the ass. I know I should have one, but I don't know how to get started. Don't know where to go, don't know what to do. Well, I'm going to show you how to do this. And it is so simple. If you go to my website, okay, again, at theroofershow.com, you can download this free download. It's called the One-Page Business Plan. Okay, download it for free. It's been downloaded, probably over a couple thousand times. But I'll tell you, I'll bet very few people, after they download it, they probably set it aside, and then they don't get to it. Where if you spend a couple hours really going through this, digging in, it's got this little fillable PDF that you can fill in and really get kind of an idea of what's going on and get started on the process of planning, because it is all about the process, which is really more important than the plan. It's going through this, thinking these things through. And this is where we always start with coaching or mentoring, getting a plan of how we're going to do this, what we're going to do moving forward, what it is that you want to do. What do you want your company to do for you? We've got a blank canvas. It could be anything you want. This is such a great industry. You can really build some serious wealth and have a great lifestyle. But most contractors will just struggle. And then you get to the end of the road thinking your business is worth all this money. Well, they go to sell it and realize that the company relies on them to do everything. Without them, the company is worthless, and they end up just shutting the doors. We don't want to have that. We want to build a business, a real business of value, a business that we can sell down the road, because we've built it in such a way that it removes you from having to be in the day-to-day. You try to work yourself out of a job, and that's what the plan is. You're building a business based on a strong foundation that you can grow on. I just want to take a minute to thank our sponsor, and that is SMA Support. These guys are great. They provide a fantastic service that so many contractors need. We're talking about giving you an inside salesperson to prep estimates, follow up with customers, and even help manage your schedule, all without the headache of hiring and training. We're filling the operations gap to ensure that jobs are scheduled and permits are pulled, and walk your customer through that five-star experience and even get that five-star review. SMA Support handles all the behind-the-scenes work so you can focus on what you do best. Imagine your roofing business with no more dropped balls and don't have tasks falling through the cracks. So check out SMA Support at smasupport.us and tell them Dave sent you. All right, well, let's just get into it. These are 8 steps to build a great business plan, a business plan that you can show to your team that shows that you know what you're doing, that you're a leader, and you're going to lead them up to the mountaintop, okay? And they believe in you, and you're all rowing in the same direction. So here we go. Number one, I call the end. We always start with the end in mind. Start at the end, at our destination, and then we can come back and build a roadmap to take us there. But if we don't know where we're going, any road will take you there. It doesn't matter. Maybe you want to build this big company so you can pump your chest out and feel accomplishment. Okay, well, that's all right. That's a different strategy, coming back and doing that. Others may want a lifestyle business. They want to be able to make a good living so they can support themselves and their family in a great lifestyle. They can travel, do the things that they want to do, and still have a business that you can sell later. And that probably means lower sales, but higher margins. You're going to make a high profit. Work less, make more money. Different strategy. But you really have to dig down and understand your why. Why are you doing this? And it's interesting because I go through a series of questions and we dig through this and it's always changing. And they're like, wow, well, I didn't think about that. You know, I want to build this huge business. I want to take my business from 1 million to 10 million. I want to do it in a year or two. Okay. This is also, I want to spend a lot of time with my kids because I got this young family. Okay. Well, if that's what you want to do, you're not going to see your kids because you're going to be working your ass off to grow a business that fast. And, you know, that would be this typical scaling of the business. It's really hard and it's really time consuming and it's really stressful. But If you're sure that's your why, that's why you're doing this, okay, we know that. And now let's go build a plan to do that. So that's our number one. Number two is called the customer. In this step, we take a really hard look at the type of customers that we want to do business with. It matters, okay? So you don't want to be everything to everybody. It doesn't work. We want to niche down. We want to niche down to what we're really good at, and we can really be profitable because the riches are in the niches. Be clear on who it is that you want to work for. And we've got four parts of this, and it's the what, the who, the where, and the why. The what is clearly understanding what it is that your company does. What's the best opportunities that you have? Not everything. You don't want to be doing residential, commercial, shingles, flat, you know, gutters, doors, basements, all kinds of things. Because when we get into that, it turns out that usually one, two, even three of those profit centers, or it can be loss centers, where you're actually losing money, and you're better off just removing those, okay? Stay focused. Spend your time on what's important, what's profitable. But you have to know this, and you have to think this through. Well, I'll be losing money because I don't have the volume. It's not about volume. It's about profitability. Do less, make more money. Don't do all of this different stuff. Now, in my case, my experience was when we started off, we'd do anything. We did dog houses, but we did residential, we did commercial, we did both. And we'd go back and forth with the crews. Well, we just weren't very good with doing residential work. Not that one's better than the other. We just really sucked at doing it. We kept making mistakes. We'd have callbacks, you know, and it just sucked a lot of time. So we just didn't do it. But on commercial, we really excelled. We did really well. I didn't know the difference, okay? I never put this together, but when I hired my business coach, you know, and this is going back, God, long, long time, you know, when I first started off and I'm struggling, not making any money, I said, I got to get a business coach, business consultant to help me out here because this is a tough road on my own. So that's the first thing that he did. He says, okay, well, what do you do? And we really took a look at this. And once I realized that we're losing money in residential, we just got out of that side of the business. We focused 100% on commercial and business just took off. It was great. And then we added a service department and things really went great. You know, once we did that and once we got that down and really focused on that. So we became specialists and we were very careful on who we worked for. And that's the next part of this is the who. It's clearly understanding who your ideal customer is. You know, who is that one customer that you wish you had 100 just like? And what are the qualities of that customer and why are they so profitable, easy to get along with? Don't jerk you around and always nickel and diming you. That's the type of customer that you may want. And in our case, we did commercial, as I say, but our customer was very specific. We only did re-roofing, no new construction, didn't want to work for general contractors. And we wanted to work with investors, those that own their building, that were going to keep it. They're not flippers because they don't care what the roof is. They just want to get, you know, a cheap price and flip the building. So, but investors, they're looking at long-term. They're interested in this. They're interested in maintenance and listening to this story and long-term value where we could actually sell our work and sell it for a lot more money than our competitors because we were good. We had the reputation. We knew what questions to ask and how to provide value for that customer. The next one is the where. Where are you going to focus your efforts? And how do you find that ideal customer? Where are they? Where are they hanging out? Or more importantly, how do they find you? Maybe it's high-end residential neighborhoods, you know, or your bread and butter. That's where you want to be. So don't waste your time going to the hood where you've got people that can't afford your services to begin with. So we're not working in that area. We're very specific on who we want to work for. Then the last part of this, we've got the why. The why is what makes you different from your competitors and better than your competitors, because you better have some differentiation. Otherwise, you're just a commodity. You have to be different. And more importantly, you have to be able to show that customer, that prospect, how you're different and why they would want to work with you. The differentiation. And it's not, oh, yeah, we provide great service, you know, and we at a fair price. They don't care. Everybody says that. Or look at all of our awards we got. Look at all of this. They don't care. It's not important to them. So why use it in your marketing? Now, here's a great tagline we've used a lot. We answer our phones. Well, you just differentiated yourself between, you know, probably 3/4 of your competitors because they don't answer the phone. And we show up. Your competitors don't show up when they say, and we communicate with you. And this is how we do it, step by step by step. This is our process. This is how we work. And we can explain that to them and explain why that matters. Just take them through Google reviews. It's those 1- and 2-star reviews. It's always communication. Well, they didn't show up. I couldn't get hold of them. It's the same story over and over, okay? This is how you differentiate. This is how you get your price, not just a fair price, but also a price that you're worth providing value. All right. Well, number 3 is what I call the focus. And, you know, in business school, they teach you how to write a mission statement, okay? All about your company. What's your purpose? What do? You know, on and on. Well, we spend a lot of time on this, as a lot of companies do. So we get this great mission statement. We put it up on a plaque, throw it up on the wall. And then when I'd ask anybody to come, hey, can you repeat our mission statement? Here's $100 for anybody that can, can repeat it. Well, nobody can remember it. They didn't know what it, you know, and weren't able to use it. Instead, we use an elevator pitch, you know, a 1-minute elevator pitch. And for those that don't know what an elevator pitch is, the idea is that you get in the elevator on a high-rise building, and here the doors open up, and who's sitting there but the biggest property manager in town that buys lots of roofs. So you've got less than 1 minute to tell your story and get their interest so they're not waiting for the door to open so they can get the hell out of there. And a good elevator pitch, it's got 3 parts. One is you clearly explain what the problem is that you solve, how you solve it better than your competition, and what action you want them to take. And it's all in less than 30 seconds. So maybe it's something like, hey, you know that 80% of the roofing contractors go out of business. What makes us different is because we've been in business for 20 years. We've got all these great reviews. We are established in the community, and we'd love to have an opportunity to work with you. The action you want them to take. Hey, if I can get your card, we published an article about 10 keys to hiring a good roofing contractor I'd like to send you. So if you can give me your business card, I'll shoot you a copy. Boom. That's it. And it gets you to focus down on what's important. What do you do better than your competition? And something that you can use every day. You can use this at cocktail parties or wherever you're meeting people. So you're practiced saying it and you know how to respond and how to start up a conversation about what it is that you do. Number 4, we call it the SWOT, S-W-O-T, and that's strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So what are your strengths? You know, maybe you got a great sales force, for instance, Whatever those strengths are, you need to identify them. What are your weaknesses? You have to understand your weaknesses. You know, maybe you don't have a good process and you need to work on this. You don't have good job supervision. So you're losing money on your jobs. What are the opportunities? Well, you know, maybe there's some new products in the market that we're going to want to try to work with. And what are your threats? Well, the threats are we got new competition coming in. We got constantly beating their prices down, on and on and on. So how do we deal with those threats? And we just go through them and we talk about them and we prepare for them. Number five, we call the operation. Now, you've heard me talk about this 100 times if you're a listener of the podcast, but this is the three-legged stool, okay? This is how business works, and we call it the operation. The three legs of that stool. We have to sell work, we have to do work, and we have to keep score. All three of those legs have to be equally strong and solid and in balance, because if one of those legs is weak, the stool or your business is going to tip over. For instance, we've got all these sales, but we don't have anybody to do it. We don't have the people to do the work, do it profitably. So that's the weak leg, or we don't have the sales. We got the people to do it, but our sales stink. Okay, well, that's a problem. And we've got to constantly keep the stool in balance. So we balance this out between, okay, hey, we've got all this work coming up. Okay, we've got a full backlog, but we got to get these crews lined up. We got to get our subs lined up, whatever that is. The third leg is the scorekeeping, the bookkeeping, the finance, understanding all this, what we talked about originally and how important it is. You know, if that leg is weak, you know, we're not getting our bills out. So all of a sudden now we got a cash crunch, or we're not collecting. We're lousy when it comes to collections. And I've got a contractor that I'm working with right now. I'm like, what the hell is this? You've got all these receivables out here, and some of these things are getting up 60, 90 days. You're not going to get paid. Go out and get the money. I mean, it's crazy. Or if you're not job costing your jobs, you don't know if you're making money or not on these jobs, but you've got to look at that. You've got a job cost. Okay. You've got to look at your estimate versus actual, what actually happened, and what's the difference? What's the variance? Okay, we have to look at that and determine what the problems were so we can correct it. Very important. So that's all the finance, the scorekeeping. And really, when we're starting off, okay, and I didn't bring this up, but really, you got to understand how to price your jobs. What price are you going to charge? Okay. So if you don't know your numbers, if you don't have that scorekeeping down and understand what your costs are to do business, how do you come up with a price? Oh, well, I just charge what the market will bear. Well, what does that have to do with anything? Because 80% of the contractors lose money. So why the hell do you want to be like them? Or I'm going to do it per square. Well, what does that have to do with anything? It's crazy. I mean, you've got to understand your costs. You've got to mark up your costs correctly. And if you don't do that, it's nuts. You're not pricing the jobs for profit, okay? And you have no idea that you're just losing money. You can't understand why you don't have any money in the bank. You don't understand why, you know, I can't pay my bills. I can't pay my vendors, let alone take your discounts. So keeping that three-legged stool solid and in balance is everything. You have to be able to forecast ahead to see what's going on. Like I say, you know, oh, we don't have enough people, or, hey, we're going to start, we're really slowing down on sales, our backlog sucks. We got to turn the faucet on, man, get the marketing going. Whatever it is, we have to plan accordingly. Make sure you get your scorekeepers lined up. Make sure you got a good bookkeeper. This is something that, you know, you don't use, you know, the kid down the street or something. This is very complicated work to do it correctly, okay? And this is why so many contractors get embezzled, because they don't understand their numbers and they've got a crappy bookkeeper or a dishonest bookkeeper, and you don't even know it, okay? So keep the stool in balance. And if you need a good bookkeeper, one that works remotely, you don't have to have somebody in your office. You don't want to do that, okay? You want a virtual bookkeeper, okay? We've got a great one. She understands construction accounting because it's different than regular accounting. We're not talking about somebody that's worked at the dry cleaners down the street. It's different, and you have to understand it to get your numbers right. So if that's something you need, let me know. I can help you. Next, we've got number six, and we call that the process. You just want a two-week, all-expense-paid vacation to Hawaii. Okay. The catch is you got to leave on Monday. Well, most contractors say, I can't do that. My business would fall apart. Well, if that's the case, you don't have a business. You've got a job. Okay, so this is where process comes in, and you have to build in your processes, your systems, operate smoothly with or without you. And as we talked before, you're trying to work yourself out of a job, and you've got to create these. You've got to write them down. You've got to have your standard operating procedures, your SOPs written. Remember, we're building this company to sell because we want to build it in the right way where we have options down the road and we're building a business of value. And this means a business that does not rely on you. So one of the things that we do in our mentoring groups is, hey, where are you going to take your two-week vacation? Yeah, okay, maybe you start off with 1 week, but I've got a number of contractors that I've been working with for quite a while, and they're taking two-week vacations, okay? And you plan it out so you've got that goal in mind, something to work towards, and it keeps them accountable for making sure that we're getting those people, the right seats on the bus, and putting the right butts in those seats is what it's all about. So I grew up in a family business, right? Okay. Well, my father, great guy, but he never delegated. He did all this himself. So it was killing him. Actually did eventually from all the stress and so forth. Well, I wanted to do it differently. And I did. I mean, it took a long time, but we built in the systems, built in the people in the right seats that took responsibility and held them accountable, and really built a business that did not rely on me because I wanted to travel, okay? That was my deal. And I wanted to be there for my kids and watch them grow up because otherwise I've seen too many guys that, you know, they don't do that. I mean, they're just working their ass off all the time because they have to do everything. They can't delegate. That's a real problem. You're never going to grow a business of value if you can't delegate, you know, these tasks out. If you don't hire the right people, you know, you've got to know how to hire. You've got to be able to do this if you're going to build a business. So where are you going to take your two-week vacation? And don't tell me you can't do it or your business will fall apart. Not good. Step number seven, we call the action. So at this point in our planning process, you got a clear understanding of the current state of your business and where you want to take it. But a plan is worthless without action. You've got to take action. Now, we've got this big, long list, perhaps, of all of these things that we've got to do. We've got our to-do list a mile long. Well, all we do is get confused and overwhelmed by having this, so it doesn't work. So the action, how do we take action? Well, we do the one thing. What's the most important? What's the one thing that's really going to move the needle? And we focus on that, complete that action, and go to the next one. And we prioritize this and spend our time on what's important. And we don't screw around with the stuff that's not. You get tied up in all this garbage and you're just wasting your time. Focus your actions and always take action. So important. And it's the one thing, that one thing. And last, number 8, we've got what I call the view. Now, this is a little different. You may not think about this, but I do, because I sold my business, retired, and my friends, a lot of them are retired, and a lot of them, they're not happy with what they're doing, you know, and you got to think ahead, and here you are on top of the mountaintop. You finally, whatever it was, you sold your business, and this is something that's going on with private equity a lot, you know, that I see, is that guys sell their business, and it's kind of like, okay, well, I'm a young guy. What's my purpose? And you know, so you got to be careful. Be careful what you wish for. And that's why it's important to take a look at the view. What's it going to look like? And because what do I want to do? Do you want to be in a position to sell your business? Well, a lot of people don't. You know, it's just, hey, I love what I'm doing. I'm just going to continue doing this. So I'm going to make my plan for that. But you've got to have exit planning, and it takes a lot of time, and it takes a lot of years, you know, really, to put an exit plan into effect. You just don't go sell your business. You've got to prepare it. And that's what we're talking about, getting our financials straight and solid and putting our business in a position that it has value to an outside person. And you can do whatever you want. You don't have to work, but if you want to work, whatever it is. But it's something you want to think about, because I know some guys that have sold their business and now they're sitting around the house driving their wife crazy. They hate it. You know, they don't have any friends because they work so hard and all their friends were in the industry. So, you know, it's you don't have any hobbies, any things that they like to do because they've been working all the time. They never had time to pick up golf or whatever it is that you want to do. So always think about that ahead of time. And that's just part of our plan. Be sure you're going to enjoy the view. And that concludes our 8-step, 1-page business plan. Pretty straightforward, pretty simple, but it will organize your thoughts if you spend the time to fill it out. And on the back page, there's a fillable PDF you can use, and it asks the questions, you provide the answers, and there's not a lot of room to fill these answers in, and that's intentional. You want to focus your thoughts down, get it really tight, and give it some real thought. So if this is something you're interested in, you want to learn more about my mentoring, my coaching, what I do, I would love to hear from you. So as I say, theroofershow.com, contact page, big button says set an appointment. Do that, 45 minutes or so, free call, get on Zoom, talk about your business, and see if I can help. I really appreciate everybody listening, and I'll be back next week on The Roofer Show.